Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Did you guys see what's going on in Miami? You guys see somebody's done already. Someone's done with their time. Tyreek Hill, he appears to be done with the Miami Dolphins. There was a point in time in yesterday or Sunday's game, I guess now, where the Broncos and Chiefs were playing. The Dolphins were playing at the same time. The Dolphins are playing the Jets. And in that game, the Dolphins fell down. It looked like they were just going to lose at halftime. And Tyreek Hill refused to go back in the game, it sounds like. And then after the game, here's what he had to say.
This is my first time I haven't been in the playoffs, man. So, I mean, for me, like I said, man, I just got to do what's best for me and my family, dog. If that's here, if that's wherever the case may be, man, I'm finna open that door for myself, dog. As I'm opening the door, like I'm out, bro. You know, so it was great playing here, but.
You mean you thinking about leaving here?
If it is, hey.
Yes, I went out. So one time he doesn't make the playoffs and he's done with Miami. We didn't make the playoffs, I'm out. Get me out of here. I mean, just what a he's heading down the Antonio Brown path. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's ridiculous.
He said, I'm out. He's still under contract.
He changed his profile picture to the Antonio Brown leaving the Bucks game, but with his head on it. Remember when Antonio Brown ripped his jersey off and quit in the middle of the game?
Dude, he changed his profile pic. Yes. He could have taken a reasonable salary, which Kansas City was offering, which was for a lot of money still. And they had offered him a deal, and it seemed like everyone had come to an agreement. And then a different wide receiver, I can't remember which wide receiver contract it was now. A different wide receiver, Davante Adams. Davante Adams' deal came out, and he was like, well, no, I want that plus more. And he decided to go to be a mercenary and go to the highest bidder, even though he knew their quarterback was Tua. And he made his choice. And now he's trying to make it seem like they're the bad guy because they're not getting him the ball enough. He had a terrible year. Here's the problem, though. Tyreek will get rewarded for here. Because if there's one thing I've learned about the NFL over the last 5 years and all this wide receiver movement is, there is always a team. And it's the same situation. There's always a team with a quarterback on a cheap enough-ish deal or a head coach of an offense that needs one final boost that makes the trade for what is now a lower draft pick than you always think to eat the money to put a Tyreek Hill player like on their team. It won't be Kansas City. He will be on the Commanders or something next year. He'll end up lining up with those things and landing with a different team who is a contender. And then he'll be back with the Chiefs in like the final year of his regular season deal on a one.
He was hurt off and on this year. His numbers weren't as good. He also had, you know, backup quarterbacks playing with him for a majority of the season as well. You know, he's not a spring chicken anymore either in terms of his age in the league. So I don't know. You're right. There's always a team and somebody will say, okay, this guy is still an incredible talent. We'll deal with it. But what a headache. What a headache. He's just like that. He's done with Miami. They gave him everything he could have asked for. Everything.
I mean, they gave him all the money. They give him all the targets. They give him every opportunity to design their offense around it. I don't know what he wants out of this, but he's going to run himself
only
out
with
of Miami.
Wide receivers, man, in the NFL. Only wide receivers are. There's not a position that's more of a pain in the ass than wide receiver. It is incredible.
Why is it just because like the nature of the job is to be selfish? Like you have to want to get the ball.
Yeah.
I'm always open. You always feel like you're open. Which version is it? Why is it constantly this? This was, and there are a lot of really good ones. We can absolutely go through a number of things. The single best move Brett Veach made as a general manager was trading away Tyreek Hill and the subsequent moves that happened as a result of it. They altered their franchise for the way better by the exact way they handled that. They got a ton of draft pick compensation. They used that draft pick compensation to get guys like Trent McDuffie and George Karloftis, which helped them win Super Bowls. They did not overpay wide receiver, and those looked dicey. And it was certainly harder in the passing game without Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
It did not stop them from winning. They got all this extra money. So all that money didn't just get them the draft picks. It helped pay for players that are able to be here. It helps pay guys like Creed Humphrey. It helps pay guys like Joe Tooney. It was the single best move maybe he'll ever make as the Chiefs general manager was walking on Tyreek Hill when he walked on him, which seemed like an incredibly dangerous time to walk on him because he went to Miami and immediately was like pretty much a 1,800, 2,000-yard wide receiver, 1,500-yard wide receiver. But look now, the end of this deal and it doesn't work out. I was a little surprised that he went that strong with it.
Yeah, I mean, like, for Tyreek Hill, there's got to be, you know, another player too. You were mentioning that regrets stuff, but I don't know if a player's ever regretted leaving a team more than he has. Because yeah, he got paid, and it was a little bit more money than what Kansas City was offering, not much. But his legacy has been greatly impacted. The Chiefs have won back-to-back Super Bowls since they traded you. That must suck to see from far. And he did it for an extra, what was it, $3 million a year? Something like that, $2.5 million, which obviously is life-changing money for everybody else. But like in his contract world, was that enough to change your entire legacy?
$2-3 million a
year?
Now,
he needs every penny. He's got like 12 kids these days. He'll probably have five more in the next year and a half.
He's going to have 37 kids by the time it's
done. He's got to keep playing. Remember, six months ago, he was talking about he was going to retire, remember? He wasn't going to play very long. Mm-hmm. He can't. He has to keep playing.
No, I mean, I don't know that he has a choice. And if he's this mad about ending his time in Miami, that indicates to me that he doesn't want to stop playing. He wants to keep playing, and he wants to play for a team that matters. He got to one playoff run. They got their ass kicked by Kansas City. McDuffie embarrassed him. And then that was like, and you know, that was all
Shadarius
she wrote.
Sanders going to be the head, basically the going to be the quarterback of the Raiders. They're going to have Tyreek Hill, wide receiver, and they'll run that out there in Vegas and put on a complete show. It's Vegas, right? Entertainment. Just put on a show.
He tweeted on January 1st, Happy New Year, especially to the Chiefs.
Well, he was rooting for the Chiefs to lose to the Broncos.
To try to maybe
Broncos.
Get them in the postseason.
Yeah, that's what that was in reference to.
I assume so, but look, can we deny the... Or
let's Happy admit, New Year?
Let's admit the one thing that is painfully obvious. Tyreek Hill regrets his decision to go to Miami instead of stay in Kansas City. I think he very clearly regrets it, and he should, because you're right. For a few million dollars less a year, Gold, he could have been a part of something truly special. And do I think the Chiefs couldn't win without George Karlaftis, and instead their offense was electric with Tyreek Hill? No, they probably could have, like, won a different way instead of the way that they won. Those things would have still been on the table and certainly viable, and they probably don't spend first-round picks on guys like Xavier Worthy or second-round picks on guys like Sky Moore, and instead spend those picks on other players that fill different holes. Brett Veach is one of the best GMs for a reason. But I think it's obvious he regrets it, and that if he could do it all over again, he'd probably stay in Kansas City and be a part of what was, you know, a dynasty here. And instead, he got to get the one Super Bowl and then left. And then left. It was weird to hear a guy. Like, I don't feel like in the NFL you often hear a player just be like, I'm out. See you fools later.